International Line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Going once.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. This is Randall. I'm calling from Alberta.
Yes, Randall.
And my prediction is that President Sharon in Israel will probably be out of office, and President Benjamin Netanyahu will probably come into office and make a preemptive strike on Iran, probably something similar to what they did to Iraq many years ago. And it would seem to make sense anyway, outside of the intuitive feeling I have about it.
I'm a big fan of Netanyahu.
Yeah, actually, so am I. But, I mean, I just have this strong feeling, even separate of my own natural feeling or inclination towards him, that he'll actually end up being president, which is coming to fore, it seems like, anyway. Sharon may be getting a little bit old, and that's okay. He's a good man. He's a great man. But Benjamin Netanyahu is the man, and I believe that the United States would look on this in a way so that they don't have to get their hands any dirtier internationally or be seen in any worse light internationally. And this way, the Israelis will be able to have a preemptive strike, probably fairly successful, on the nuclear program in Iran, and probably do a fairly good job. And Iran will probably not decide to do much back in retaliation to Israel for some fairly obvious reasons. And that's my prediction.
Yeah, you would think that nations around Israel would get tired of building nuclear plants and having them reduced to rubble.
Correct. And I'm surprised that they're doing it in such a laughing way, as if Israel is incapable of doing this after 15 years ago, proving that they're quite capable of doing this, no less now some 15 years later. And Iran is consistently talking about giggling in a giggly, almost gleeful way, as you would put it, about putting rockets into Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to mention that, I mean, it's like a dangerous thing. Israel, just pound for pound, is a very tough country. They don't kid around. The United States tends to want to back them, from what I can tell.
And Yahoo's a very strong leader. I would compare him, thank you, to Maggie Thatcher in a way. I mean, there are some leaders around the world that that I identify with just because of their strength. Maggie Thatcher certainly was one of them. Ronald Reagan, I thought, was one of them. Benjamin Netanyahu, I think, is one of them as well. And I've sort of looked up to him, and it wouldn't surprise me, but that he would again lead Israel. You never know.